Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, Brad Williams joins us in studio for the second half, and we get all up into Dawson opening for him and Brea this weekend. First, I'll tell you about Geico. Do you own, do you rent your home? We do one or the other. And then there's your automotive insurance, and you want to take that policy and you want to bundle it up. And who better to do that with than with Geico? It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around the house. Why not save time, save money? Get your bundle working with Geico. So you go to geico.com and find out just how much you could be saving when you bundle with Geico. And we got the news and we got some really funny clips to play for you, just stuff I found on the internet. Quick 15 seconds for our friends at JB Weld. They're proud sponsor of the Adam Carolla Show. The epoxy adhesive brand used by both pros and DIYers, and it's been trusted for over 50 years. It's available, by the way, at jbweld.com. Retailers everywhere, including your Home Depots, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, Michaels, and more. JB Weld.
And now, a totally innocuous word that sounds dirty when Mike Dawson says it.
Squirm.
Ew. Let's get back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Brad Williams has joined us in studio. Brad's going to be playing the Brea Improv. That's the night through Sunday. I hear that there's just a couple of tickets left for Sunday.
Yeah. Basically, everyone heard that Mike Dawson was going to be doing 7 minutes on the late shows, and tickets flew out off the shelves. None left. None.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Still using those ticket shelves in 2021.
It's weird they put them on shelves. Yeah,
but it doesn't make a lot of sense, I know, but you know, stand-up's kind of like radio. It's slow to evolve.
So Dawson's going to be performing the late shows. Brad's going to be doing all the shows, obviously. That's tonight through Sunday at the Brea Improv.
Yeah.
Getting back to half capacity, which is, a lot better than nothing out here.
Yeah, well, Brea, thankfully, is a really big room. It normally holds 500, so them at half capacity is still 250 people. That's still a darn good show. I've been doing a bunch of Helium comedy clubs, and they're kind of smaller, and they've been at pretty much capped at 100 people. Wow. So to be out like 250 people, that's going to feel like a stadium to me. Well, then, yeah.
Everything feels like a
take
stadium.
This and
I'm bald.
I mean, no offense by this, but do your people really need as much money as we do?
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I need a gold cane. That's what I need.
But
I need
it's so much shorter than mine.
Reacher. It doesn't use as many. Like, okay, your car, I need some pedal extenders on mine.
Food,
you know?
Clothing. These are things that most people spend a lot of money on.
To be fair, my Jordans cost about $54. And that's pretty sweet. Any of the sneakerheads out there know, like, Jordans for $54 is madness.
Who's laughing now?
Yeah, where is the size cutoff on the price? Like, we all know movies. Ooh. 12 years old or something, 11 and under, whatever it is. Where's that cut on the sneakers?
Oh, man. I am not a sneakerhead. I don't know. I pretty much, like, right now, if you're looking at my shoe game, I'm wearing Skechers that don't have any laces on them. Why don't they have laces on them? Because they're designed for children that don't know how to tie their shoes yet. That's what I do. I go to the shoe store and say, hey, bring me out everything that fits me. And the only shoes they bring out have lights blinking from them.
So, oh, look, it's Buzz and Woody.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, okay, that doesn't have a Heely or a light or a cartoon character. That's the one I'm buying. That's my process of elimination.
I think it's kind of like laces are like diapers. You need them at the beginning. you don't use them at the beginning. You don't use them at the end. Because grandpa, like the last pair of shoes my grandpa ever got was the Velcro or the slip-ons. At some point, you realize it's a fool's errand. I'm tying and untying everything.
I'm not going to lie. Skechers does not sponsor me. I don't know if you guys have a shoe sponsor, but I don't know if I'm ever going back to laces. I got these slip-ons. They are comfortable as hell. Oh, I love them.
The shoes you compliment me on, mm-hmm. Have laces, they're decorative. They're not functional.
Oh, mine too. The ones I'm wearing right now.
They're slip-on. They're amazing.
These are completely decorative.
Oh. Decorative laces? We've gotten to that point?
These are
just
slip-ons.
For looks.
Here's what I would say.
Rubbing your face.
I know it's like the people that have perfect vision, but they still wear the glasses.
Yeah.
It's just for show.
Or the ladies during World War II with the nylons who would paint the stripe down the back of their leg so it looked like they had the hosiery going. I've realized as I was looking at your shoe, the one your mom got you, I was forming thoughts. I feel like all shoes that come with laces, now I'll carve out logging boots and high tops for professional grade basketball players and stuff like that, but just your general walking around shoes,
They
should all have the stretchy lace in them now. Mm-hmm. You tie them once.
Oh,
stretch
that'd be
them.
Nice.
Yeah. Put the stretchy laces
like
in.
Yeah. I like that. I like anything that can make me feel like I'm wearing adult shoes. So, yes, laces, sure. Something that looks like a patent loafer or something, but it's not quite. Yeah. Faux leather. Let's go.
But not like ring bearer patent leather.
No. I see. That's how you know I don't know about shoes. I said patent loafer. What the fuck am I talking about?
We did the math. Good name for a ball player, Patton Loafer. He's so much potential.
He's
a three-tool player.
Not quite a five-tool player, but definitely a three-tool player.
DH.
He had more promise than anyone on his high school team. He
dominated.
He won't run out those grounders in the infield. He won't lay out
Charlie
in the outfield.
Hustle, he ain't.
Do we have, now we were talking about doing our Vinny mashup with our, which one do you want to try first?
This is the Otis Day and the Night song.
Oh, yeah.
If I searched this whole wide world, I'd never, never, never find me a girl who'd love me the way that you do. 'Cause you're
Mau Mau. Do Mau Mau. Do Mau Mau.
All right.
Hey, can I tell you something? I've never heard that song in my life.
You ever seen Animal House?
I have. I don't remember this song at all, but I did just write it on my, I'm making a wedding reception master list. Mm-hmm. That just made the list.
That's a really good song.
That scene, that was one of the funny scenes in Animal House.
I can't remember when it was.
There was a great, you know what, Max Pata, I'm not even going to step on it, but in the pantheon of jokes that could never be made anymore.
Oh, you just go the entire Animal House.
You go the entire, it was all date rape and roofies and everything. But if that scene when he walked in
and he took the girls to the...
I took the girls to the roadside bar or the roadside place and asked her what her major was. Mm-hmm. And I think he asked her again because they wanted to get the joke really laid out, and
it was a very precise edit.
It was a very precise joke that Max Apat will find.
I've only seen it once.
Oh, you got to memorize Animal House.
Really? Yeah, it's one of those classic movies where just whenever it's on, whatever part of the film, you have to finish it.
And Brian, you're going to hate the circumstances in which I saw Animal
House. Mau Mau.
Well, how'd you see it? Mm-hmm.
I was at an outdoor viewing at the cemetery.
God, of course you were.
Of course you missed every nuanced joke.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great. People were loving it, but that's the only time I've ever seen it.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Brian. You hate... you hate outdoor movies. Movies.
No, right? I hate that. Yeah, yes, the idea and of it. I especially hate the Hollywood Forever in the cemetery watching a movie.
Yeah, I've done only the outdoor movie thing one time. It was actually the third date with my now wife. Oh. And she worked graveyard. I worked morning radio. We slept the entire
It's an expensive nap
film.
For sure. Yes.
Very expensive nap. And I mean, we were watching Spinal Tap, which is one of my favorite movies, but at the same time, I'd seen it so many times. I'm like, okay, I know this part.
Yep.
Do they ever do like a zombie movie in a graveyard?
No. I mean, they used to only do like classics like
Casablanca.
Yeah, or Rear Window and stuff like that. But now it's just kind of whatever.
It'd be kind of weird if they did Night of the Living Dead or something like that, right?
People start kicking over headstones.
Yeah, that would just set up for one of the greatest pranks ever. When you just like walk in behind someone and just grab them. Oh, come on. Mm. That's good.
So you're going to Naples coming up off the hook.
Yeah.
I was at Naples, I don't know, 4 months ago? I've lost track.
More recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was the beginning of the year. That's a good place, good club. And by the way, I don't know what you're doing when you're on the road, but places like Naples, I could have walked into a movie theater there 4-5 months ago. Like,
yeah.
It's open. Oh, you can go in.
Trust me. I've been there's a reason why I've been to Florida already 3 times, Texas twice. The states that were open, I've gotten haircuts. That sounds like such a foreign thing. Like, oh my God, I got a haircut. It was crazy.
Rebel.
But yeah, you go out, you see movies, and then you're in Naples. You can go to the beaches. You can drink on the beach. It's Florida. They don't care.
I know. You could probably drive through and get a hurricane.
As a dwarf, I can go unleashed. It's amazing.
you gotta keep the collar on, right?
Well, yeah, you know, in case I get lost.
You get curbed.
Wander off.
Well,
I got the chip in the vaccine. Everyone knows that.
So, Dawson, you got your set laid down. You feeling good about this weekend?
I feel okay. Every single day I get up and I go through 7 minutes and kind of time myself and you know, we'll see. I've never worked with a light before, and I imagine it's gonna have to be a light thing.
All right,
and I'm just curious.
Oh, I've had this happen before. Okay, so see, at least you're calling it before. Most of the comics go up, you're lighting them, you have 4 guys in the back just waving cell phones, just like running
Morse
around.
Morse code, forget the fuck off.
Yeah, they do. They run a 20-minute set and they go, I never saw the light. I'm like, then you're legally blind and I feel bad for you driving home. It's not safe.
Now,
like,
what?
It's horrible.
What I've got, it fits right inside 7 minutes. It'll be fine. But I guess I'm a little nervous that, say, I'm 6 minutes in, the light comes on. Am I going to just rush and
you do one more tell joke, a bunch right?
of, yeah,
you'll do, be fine.
Yeah, you're like, all right, now, Mike, have you, when you run it, are you pausing for laughs?
No, not more
okay,
than
okay, good. Okay. No, I was getting worried. No.
Here's the thing that scares me. The only time I pause is when I completely forget what the next joke is. I figured out a little, makeup thing periodically throughout the set, especially if no one laughs. I'm going to say, that joke brought to you by Olive Garden. Olive Garden, when you're here, you got to ask yourself why.
Oh, that's good.
There you
and
go.
And also, I mean, you do have to stop to light a cigarette, right? I mean, you can't
I'm gonna go up there
7 minutes. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Chappelle style.
My worry with the lights, not as it pertains to Dawson, but just my own insecurities, is I've done a bunch of these pop-up shows over here where they go do 15 minutes or do 20 minutes. I'm always looking at the crowd or something, and then at some point I look up and I see the light.
Yeah,
but I don't know when the light went on.
Right.
I'm like, they may have been waving that shit around for 4 minutes, and I was just looking, playing the in the round place that you played the in the round place.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That can be tough because you're like, and I always ask for 2 lights because I need like a 15-minute countdown.
Oh,
and then like
Mr. Two lights.
Two lights. Oh, but yeah. So when I see it, it's like, oh wait, is that the second one? Does that mean I have 5 minutes left, or do I have? Is that now my 15-minute countdown? It is kind of interesting. There's a comedy club in El Paso, Texas, Bart Reed's comic strip, and they, in my opinion, have one of the best systems. They have TV monitors all around the room, that all have your name on the monitor. And when it's the light, the background of your name switches from green to red.
Oh,
wow.
It is literally impossible for you to be like, never saw the light.
Oh, wow.
The entire fucking room switched. Wow. It's great.
Max Pata, how you having any luck with the Otis Day in the Night scene?
Yeah, I'll let you know when we find it.
Okay, give me the light when you, when you find it.
Change his name.
How does the light work? Does it come up when you got 1 minute left, 2 minutes left,
you
or
agree,
get the fuck off the stage?
Agree on it beforehand.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so you can say 1 minute, 2 minutes, and hell, if you're doing a 7 minute set, you can be like, well, that joke is 5 minutes of silence, so give me a light at 2 minutes, and then they'll be good.
Okay.
Right. That's how it'll work.
This is going to go so poorly.
Brad, how do you feel about this? This is
it's
nice
7 minutes. I've got two amazing other opening acts, Quincy Weekly, JB Ball, and then I go on. So it's like, you know, we've all had that meal where it's like the appetizer. Oh, my God. The main course. Oh, my God. The dessert. Oh, my God. Drinks. Little off.
Damn, you better hype him up because he's gonna be
Doss is the amuse-bouche.
No, this is what I like. I like this.
No, but see, I don't want to be that guy that's like, you're gonna kill it, you're gonna slay it, don't worry, you're Thank gonna you. Just destroy. It's like, because I know what stand-up comedy is, and I know it's better to say, you're gonna suck, and then if you get two laughs, you're like, I did great.
Yeah,
and then I'll be impressed. I'll be like, oh my God, you got 2-3 laughs. Perfect.
Under promise, over deliver.
Exactly. No, I have no doubt he's going to do fine. And if the jokes don't work, I mean, you guys hear his voice every day. Maybe you're numb to it, but every now and then a new guest comes in here and just goes, "Who was that?"
Mm-hmm.
Just talk to him, Mike. Just talk to him. You'll be fine.
All right. Let's see. How you doing, Max Zapata?
It's intercut with another scene, so it's going to be going back and forth.
It's intercut with another
scene. You'll see. Let's play it.
All right. We'll play it. Anyway, joke you couldn't tell today, but super, super funny. Might not be able to do this one either.
Do mao mao.
Where do you go to school?
Fun.
I wonder where Otter is. Maybe I should go outside and look for him. Oh, I used to touch fawn this way.
She died in a kiln explosion.
I know.
She always made me laugh.
She told me.
She did?
It's all black club.
Boobs.
Her shirt's off.
This joke isn't just standalone, Max Banner?
Well, he wanted to include the boobs.
Yeah, then we missed
it. Oh, okay, we missed the boobs.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
Do mao mao.
Why, no, not at all. Go right ahead.
If I was in your shoes, I'd be
leaving. What a good idea.
I think we missed the joke.
Compose yourself.
All right. I don't think that represented the part I was talking about.
But the best part about Animal House is like it's still
all good.
There's and it's so much on YouTube. That seemed like the...
It's the joke is Otis Day in the Night and what's your major? We'll find
that
it.
That one's not on YouTube, so we're trying to.
Oh, it's not on YouTube.
No.
All right, I bet we'll find it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my. I feel confident.
Me too.
All right, Brad Williams is here. We'll see if we can find that Animal House clip. I feel like Matt, the Porcelain Punisher, is consulting on this somehow.
Yeah, he is. We're
so he's going to find it. We'll find the joke that they couldn't do today, and we'll do the news right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there, owning. Renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gina Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden. Kamala. Meet news with Gina. Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Start with baseball, because why not? So if you're familiar with who Bryce Harper is, he got beaten pretty bad in the face recently. Philadelphia right fielder Bryce Harper, he left the Phillies Wednesday night, the road game against the St. Louis Cardinals, after getting hit by this pitch. He's doing fine now. So Cardinals left-hander Genesis Cabrera hit him in the face with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball to lead off the sixth inning. Harper left the field on his own, no problem, but there was a little blood. Here's the clip, and then I have it in slow-mo.
Oh, God.
Bryce Harper looks like a guy named Bryce.
Knocked his helmet off. And the pitcher's like,
You see by the pitcher's reaction, that was not an intentional one.
Oh, it gets worse. But here's, we'll show you the slow-mo, because from a different angle, it's weird how you see Bryce's hand go up a split second before, and then it kind of bounces off his cheek, down his shoulder. So I'll show you that as well.
Does he get any of the ball with the? Oh, he came up with the shoulder. Yeah, at least he got the meaty part of the cheek and not the nose. But yeah.
But wait, it gets better. Cabrera didn't stop there. The next guy comes up, Didi Gregorius. And this is, again, the next batter. And this is what happened with that.
Oh, and he hits Didi Gregorius now. And Didi goes down.
Right in the back. So Cabrera's not doing too good. But this is, now maybe you guys can answer this for me. So the umpire then warns both teams. Why would the umpire warn both teams? For retribution?
Yeah, that's like a it's something in that particular situation. It's probably more of a grandstanding move by the ump. Obviously, the guy didn't try to hit him, but he's going out and warning the other team, like, hey, don't throw at their star player's skull.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, because the umpires warned the teams. But that did not help the Phillies manager, because here's what happened next.
He got beaned in the dugout? That'd be awesome.
It would.
You would be my hero if you could get to a manager in the dugout from the mound.
There's the warning.
Yes, of course.
Watch this.
And Joe is not happy about that.
He's pissed.
So he's out of the game.
So then they toss the Phillies manager.
The good thing about baseball is you don't really need anyone coaching in any given game. The games are, it's 162 games.
Sure.
Really, you're sitting on the bench eating seeds, hoping a guy connects,
You start playing games in spring training like on day three, so it's not like you're going over plays and strategy. Like, you pretty much know what to do. And now, especially with advanced analytics, those guys are just like looking at their wrist, like, oh, this guy hits it to this part of the field like 92% of the time.
Wow.
Let's just go there.
It's
insane. But I kind of like that baseball is you hit our star player. Well, now we're going to hit your star player. And that's how the game is played. Like, I like that aspect of it.
Yeah. And it's funny because pitchers sometimes have trouble with control, and they throw pass balls and they throw wild pitches and things like that. But when it comes to hitting someone, they're all good at it. Like, they can immediately just hit
like a bullseye.
Hit the guy. No one ever tries to hit someone and misses them. When they want to hit them, they hit them.
Are you familiar with this, Brad? I'm almost positive there was someone who intentionally fouled off a pitch into the dugout like twice in a row. Like, he was trying to like hit the other teams, like or managers.
I know there was a commercial with Ken Griffey Jr. where he did that. I don't know if that was an actual game.
I know Chris is having a hard enough time.
Like, there was a commercial where like someone was trying to eat Ken Griffey Jr.'s Butterfinger In the dugout, and he's like, nobody better lay a finger. Then he fouls it off and like hits the guy in the dugout. Like that's how good he is. But I'm not sure if that was an actual game. I'm just gonna laugh if you're just thinking of Butterfinger commercials as real life.
They couldn't do that commercial anymore because they have each year like someone gets killed by a foul ball.
Yeah. Oh.
And then in like Japan, they have the net that goes all the way around.
They have a siren that goes off. Like as soon as the foul ball goes, it's like a woo, like a big siren. Just like
our nation is way too drunk and way too fat to ever react with that. I feel like the Japanese could pull that one off. Hand-eye coordination. I've seen enough movies. I know those guys can move their hands.
Catch flies with chopsticks.
That's right. But we got fat guys from Wisconsin. Be like, what's going on, pal?
Yeah.
Right in the face, holding a brat and a beer.
And I'm sure you've seen there've been at least a few like the quote unquote hero father who catches the foul ball with an infant in his hand. No regard for the infant, but he catches the ball.
Someone who now has an infant, I don't understand that mentality of like, well, I got my baby. Better catch a ball.
I got a hand free.
Yeah, I got one hand free.
Yep.
Ah, baby's fine. I played Little League 28 years ago.
I know how it's done.
I'm good.
Yeah.
We have the scene, but it says 5 seconds. I feel like it should be. It's not longer.
Well, I mean, this is a pretty quick.
All right. I'll see. Right. This is the joke that couldn't be told today.
What are you majoring in?
What?
What are you majoring in?
Primitive culture.
Oh. Mao.
Funny joke. Yeah. Couldn't do that today. Showing the black guy with
Doom
Mao.
I never got that joke until just now.
Very pointed cut.
Oh, that is so good.
One more time. Come on.
That is so good.
I love that joke. But not in today's woke culture. And she asked twice.
Yeah.
So what are you majoring in?
What?
What are you majoring in?
Primitive culture.
Dumama.
Wow. If they had a Hall of Fame of top jokes you cannot do today, that would be a first ballot.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Offensive yet so funny.
I was so entertained by the episodes you guys did when you did songs you can't do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That was so good. It just, I think now that, like, it's kind of like what you say, Adam, where there's this insane overcorrection where everyone's so woke, so you can't say anything, you can't do anything. Comedy clubs, especially now that they were taken away and they're back, every show I'm seeing from my friends doing, like, every show is just selling out. Everyone wants to be there. You could say jokes. Like, I had a joke that I knew that I could not post on Twitter, but I'm like, all right, but I can do it in the show tonight.
In a room. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got a huge laugh. It was great.
What do we got, Gina? Sorry.
So federal investigators armed with a search warrant have raided Rudy Giuliani's New York apartment and reportedly seized electronic devices. The search warrant is believed to be connected to an ongoing investigation into Donald Trump's former personal attorney's dealings in Ukraine, specifically his involvement in alleged lobbying efforts and attempts to dig up dirt on then presidential candidate Joe Biden, both which were focused the focus of Trump's first impeachment trial. Giuliani has denied any wrongdoing in his dealings with Ukraine. The story is still developing, but they took stuff.
It'll be interesting to see what he says. I think he's going to be doing some press today.
Oh, I'm sure.
And he's always good because he doesn't have a defense mode. He only has an offense mode. So those are the best guys. Because the one where people decline to comment or apologize or say, let me explain, I talk to my attorney.
I'll have a statement by the end of the week.
Not nearly as exciting as guys that are pissed off.
I will say this, that I was so hopeful, and maybe, Brian, you're the only other person that will really get this, although maybe Gina, because you got the kid, too. I've been watching a ton of Sesame Street recently, you know, with the new baby, and when I read tweets, I was like, Rudy was getting canceled. I'm like, thank God that Muppet is the worst fucking Muppet in the history of Sesame Street Muppets. He's horrible. I wanted him gone.
We talked about this a month, maybe a year and a half ago, but if this goes farther, if Rudy gets tangled up in legal stuff and charged, indicted, where does he fit on the furthest distance fallen in the Bill Cosby, O.J. Simpson?
Right. Yeah.
Is he up there?
I think Cosby is your perennial number one.
Yeah, he was America's dad.
That'd be tough to beat.
But half of New York hated Rudy Giuliani when he was running.
True, but think about 9/11. I'm thinking 9/11 was the peak.
America's mayor. Yeah.
It's going to be a chasm. We'll see how it plays out. There's an interesting scandalous part of this.
Do tell.
He had a Hunter Biden laptop hard drive too, and he evidently had to offer it up, and they said, we don't want that. That's the hubbub.
Why would he?
Because he had the Hunter Biden stuff.
Right,
right. He
had it back from the Bill Barr DOJ. Why wouldn't he just hand it over to his buddy Bill Barr?
I don't know.
They didn't want it?
I don't know why he didn't. It was part of the stuff that he had. They took the hard drive, so they wanted his information, the stuff that he had.
Interesting.
But courting to sources, they did not want that. So we'll see.
Well, how can we rely on you?
Hunter Biden was in some really weird stuff on Pornhub. Mm-hmm. I have it on good authority. Really weird porn. Yeah. I'm talking balloon porn.
So, but is this a trustworthy source? Because this is not.
Oh, I was just watching Tucker Carlson last night. It was on, as I said. But we'll see what happens. It makes sense that he has the Hunter Biden,
but that they weren't interested.
Well, we'll see if they took it or not.
That's very interesting. Well, Tim Scott is a name that many of us know now today that we might not have known yesterday. Senator Tim Scott offered up the GOP alternative to Joe Biden's vision of the country, the speech he gave on Wednesday, and he pushed back on Biden's agenda and ruffled a lot of people's feathers. In the official GOP response to Biden's first joint address to Congress, Scott, who's the only black Republican in the upper chamber, gave his opinions on everything from pandemic relief, infrastructure, to race. And it's that last one that's been the most controversial, especially on Twitter. Here's a clip from Scott's rebuttal.
100 years ago, kids in classrooms were taught the color of their skin was their most important characteristic. And if they looked a certain way, they were inferior. Today, kids are being taught that the color of their skin defines them again. And if they look a certain way, they're an oppressor. From colleges to corporations to our culture, people are making money and gaining power by pretending we haven't made any progress at all. By doubling down on the divisions we've worked so hard to heal. You know this stuff is wrong. Hear me clearly. America is not a racist country.
So Twitter spoke out, and it became so, I'm going to use this word, problematic, that they actually had to block the term Uncle Tim labeled on Twitter, because that's what everybody was writing. Scott called the trend upsetting, so disappointing. He said,
they blocked the workaround.
He said that it shows the left are literally attacking the color of my skin. You cannot step down out of your lane, according to the liberal elite left. Because they were all calling him Uncle Tim.
Yeah, he's probably... He normally gets called Uncle Tom, so it's a step up. It's more than a lateral move.
Sure.
Yeah. This is just one of those things, though, where it's like, okay, like it's become so predictable, where it's like, okay, either it's the Republican president or the Democratic president, they make the speech. Now we have the response disagrees with absolutely everything that person just said. Then we have the online rebuttal where you could...
You
can instantly see, okay, you align with this because you're disagreeing with the disagreement. It's like... Everyone's just playing their roles. No one ever goes, oh, you know what? That was kind of a good point.
You made a good point.
Yeah. You know what? He did. He made several good points. One of them was, you know, because who doesn't do this? We all do this whenever there's a turnover with a new president. And Tim Scott said it, you know, when Joe Biden's patting himself on the back about the vaccine. And Tim Scott at one point basically says, you inherited that. That you inherited that from the last administration. Well, who started the warp speed? Who said, let's get this vaccine done?
Biden's diabolical because he lowers the expectation and then he beats it. So it's like the kind of like
doing
you hire
what I'm doing under to Mike Dawson.
Over-deliver.
You hire the CEO and he goes, next quarter, I don't see more than $2.5 million. And then you do 4.4 and then you go, my God. So
it's the Mike Dawson effect.
When the vaccinations, when Biden took over, we were doing 1 million vaccinations a day, essentially. Mm-hmm. But the average wasn't 1 million a day. Because we started with two a day.
Right.
And then we ramped it up to a million. And then when we were doing a million a day, Biden said, I'm going to do 100 million vaccinations in 100 days.
Yeah.
And it's like
3 months or
more. We're already doing a million and we haven't really kicked it into overdrive yet. And
just,
then he comes back and goes, you know how I said I could do 100? We did 200 million. And it's like, of course, but it's smart because you did that. And then Trump would go, everyone's going to shit in a golden toilet for the next 100 years and by this weekend. And then everyone would go, what the fuck? That didn't happen. No, it's better to do.
You're right.
Don't be braggadocious.
And it sounds good, 100 million vaccines. Mm-hmm. But of course you're going to outdo that number. And then he did. And then you announce, here's what I announced.
Smart.
And now here's what we did.
Did the same thing on my Tinder profile. I was I am a sexy 3'5" guy.
Oh.
And
when
then 4'4".
Oh, my God.
Hey, what's going on? That's not Bob the Builder on your T-shirt.
Well, or shoes.
Speaking of running for office, we have Caitlyn Jenner. And now, as I'm sure you've seen, we may have Randy Quaid.
Who could have predicted this clown show?
Didn't we do this before with Mary Carey and Arnold Schwarzenegger and everybody?
Seriously considering making a bid for office in California. In a tweet, he wrote, the prosecutorial corruption in California is rampant. And I promise that if elected, I will clean up the district attorney offices throughout the state.
I thought he wasn't allowed in the country.
Well, that's the other thing. Isn't he hiding out in Canada?
Is he even here?
Would he be
Zoom governor?
Would he be the first politician with a sex tape?
Well, that he put out himself.
Yeah, exactly. That he put out himself, but yeah.
Yeah, I thought he'd be like arrested when he came to American soil. That was like Roman Polanski or something.
Yeah, he has burglary. Yeah,
I
he's
should.
Had burglary. I don't think he likes to talk about
it. Talk about
burglary and fraud charges.
Well, but see, that's what they should do, kind of like your free cockfight for
Raiders fans.
Yes.
That's a costume.
They should send him a note that says, congratulations, you're governor. You
won! Here's the ballot.
Great
job.
We're
on it.
Come to
Sacramento.
Come
on down.
Yeah.
We just got.
You did it.
You got to take care of some paperwork down in Lompoc.
Chowchilla.
Right. That's
perfect.
That's all. We just got to get you. Here, get in this jumpsuit.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a gubernatorial orange. You haven't heard?
Trump started it. Once he's in, it's orange. Orange is the big thing now.
Why
so, yeah,
the
you're
governor's
in.
Mission in Chino.
So I told you about that school called the Centner Academy in Florida the other day that said they're not going to hire teachers who are vaccinated because of all these like wild theories about reproduction and whatever. Well, they're back in it. And I looked up the school. If it's fake, they've done a hell of a job with the website because it seems super legit. And from what I looked at, it's the middle school tuition is $30,000 a year. So it seems like a legitimate school. Anyway, it's a private school in Miami, and they have more news this week. They told parents and teachers we were not going to employ any vaccinated teachers. But the new one is they've told students not to hug their parents for more than 5 seconds if they've been vaccinated. So the local media caught wind of this warning after a mother received an email from her 10-year-old daughter that read, the teacher is telling us to stay away from you guys and not hug you for more than 5 seconds. She's also saying,
by the way, anyone has ever hugged their kid, that's 3.5 seconds too long.
Yeah.
I mean, you get it done.
That's absurd.
Yeah.
You're not there for warmth. It's a gesture.
That's true.
You know, get in here, boy. I'm proud of you. All right,
that's
I got to finish watching Sports Center.
Yeah, give him a little noogie.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure anything past 7 seconds might be a felony.
You get behind seven with your boy, someone's going to have a boner. I'm not saying both.
So Layla Centner, she runs the school. She confirmed the girl's story and said the teacher, quote, offered specific advice to students regarding the COVID-19 injection, but it was a violation of school policy to do so. And she apologized to the students and her parents. So something's going on with the school.
You know, you used to be able to say, that's crazy. You don't follow that stuff. That's crazy. But now it's like you can look at like a Marjorie Taylor Greene and be like, yeah, if you follow that, you could be a congresswoman.
I'm worried that we're
sky's the limit.
Gonna
sky's
die. The limit. I'm worried that all the shit show that is New York and LA is going to kind of ruin what I used to know as Florida. You know, you play Germany or Florida. It's a bunch of crackpots.
Right.
And And also, Texas had its own thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got a bunch of people from California moving
to expats.
Texas. Yeah. And we're going to a bunch of New Yorkers moving to Florida. Yep. And it's not going to be what it was.
Yeah, it's
you're absolutely right. Florida is probably feeling like, remember when like swing was a trend in music?
Oh,
like it was
sure.
like Cherry Pop and Daddies and Brian Setzer Orchestra. You know, there was like two kids in the high school that already dressed like that.
They're like, my time has come.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. But now they're like almost mad. They're like, I'm not original anymore.
Oh.
That's how Florida looks at California and New York and all these states are now like, oh, now you're jumping in the crazy train.
Yeah.
Like we used to be the craziest state.
Do you have that Kanye West shoe story in there somewhere?
Hold on, I was telling
with the logo. Was that one?
Somebody
that's a different. I have that one too.
It was told to me that he sold the set. He auctioned off his Yeezys.
Yeah, so
the
they were the sneakers. Yeah, worn
hey,
by.
Can I do this? I don't want to go old Bill Maher, but I'll go like new rule kind of Bill Maher.
Mm.
Black and hipster communities. You're not allowed to make up words that didn't exist 10 minutes ago and then laugh at me when I butcher them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what is this? Yahzee shoes? Yahzee!
Yahzee!
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. These are brand new makeup words that you've made up, and I'm supposed to be tuned up on every one of them. I'm sorry. I said Latinx instead of Latinx or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. I can't fucking keep up with
That's
everything.
Like me reading the calendar when all the YouTube stars do stand up. I'm like, I sound so old. I don't know any of these people.
So these sneakers worn by Kanye shattered the record for the most expensive shoes ever sold. Step aside, Brad, and your $54 Air Jordans. These sold for $1.8 million. Those are they. We're looking at them. So these are the 2008 Grammy-worn Nike Air Yeezy samples. They're prototypes for a line developed by West and Mark Smith for Nike. They were revealed during West's performance at the Grammys that year. Now, the buyer, this is confusing. So this feels like a non-fungible token all over again. The buyer was a sneaker investing platform called Rares. Rares is a leader in fractional ownership, allowing users to invest in sneakers and buy and trade shares in them.
Just imagine.
Wow.
Just be prepared to read this again. Because, like, you know, everyone always says, like, I always go, you know, when I was a kid, it's like, what do you want to do? Want to be a fireman? Want to be a policeman?
Want
to be a garbage man? Like, I just put a man at the end of something, and that was your job. Mm-hmm. You could be a carpenter, construction worker, the ladies, you could be a nurse or a school teacher,
or teacher,
you know,
options.
And I always say, like, with my kids, who could tell them with a straight face, you're never going to be able to be X, Y, and Z?
Yeah, you
read
need someone to fall back on.
That title again, because this is someone is making money with this title.
Sneakers worn by Kanye West shattered the record for the most expensive shoes ever sold at $1.8 million.
Yeah, but I'm asking for the title of
the job description.
Oh, sorry.
The
fractional owner.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. The buyer was a sneaker investing platform called Rares. Rares is a leader in fractional ownership, allowing users to invest in sneakers by buying and trading shares in them.
I dropped out of school, Dad.
Yeah. And I'm gay. And I'm starting a platform where we invest in high-end sneakers.
Fractional ownership is a nice way of saying timeshare.
Right. Yeah. Of the shoes.
I'm going to sell an NFT of a fart.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Some version of that.
They did. Damn it.
Wasn't there an NFT fart?
Yeah, what? There's some fart NFTs out there already.
I'd say you got to be shitting me, but damn.
And by the way, the second now most expensive pair, a paltry $560,000. Those were 1985 Air Jordan 1s.
Hmm. Yeah, so there's a whole market for everything now.
Yep.
It's insane. But again, it's good. Means we're out of problems.
Yeah, I'm watching that Mark Wahlberg thing.
Wall Street?
Yeah, Wall Street. His son is like doing like, no, I'm trading baseball cards. But some are digital, some are actual.
Yep.
And that's what he's doing, and he's making a profit.
But, you know,
it's ridiculous.
The thing that's interesting about this time is throughout history, we always had rich guys, but they were like in their
70s.
Yeah.
And they would buy a yacht or a train car or something, you know, and outfit it lavishly. Well, pre-helicopter.
Yeah.
But now you got 26-year-old guys that are rich as shit. Mm-hmm. And these pussies aren't into cars. Mm, so they got to take their cash and they got to throw it at something that doesn't make sense.
Imagine,
and that's
like,
where all this shit's going to come in.
Yeah, it's because like you have, like you say, like they bought extravagant things. They bought whole buildings and they always dressed like they were worth like insane amount of money. Now, like you say, yeah, the rich guys, what'd you spend $2 million on? Shoes?
Yeah, because they're... When you have a ton of
digital pieces,
well,
of art.
It's kind of an interesting combo. You have all this money, but you're not really into living in a mansion or wearing super expensive threads or collecting cars or yachts or whatever. So if you just got a bunch of money.
You got to tattoo your face.
Yeah. Why not buy Yeezys for $1.8 million?
I'm surprised you don't have the same attitude towards the new rich guys as you did towards the homophobic guys, which are, or towards the idea of homophobia, which is more pussy for me, more cars for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the value has to be driven up of the pussy.
Yeah, but they're not going after the same cars. They're not trying to get the Porsches.
Oh. More pussy for me.
That's right. Well, just one more on this subject to further highlight your point.
I don't really have strong thoughts about it. I like everyone spending their money. It's interesting that the new breed of dude is not the old breed of dude. They don't want. And especially, and they're not rap stars either. Right. They're Silicon Valley guys. Yeah. They have to dress down. You know, they can't do the displays of opulence because they realize everyone on the platforms they created are going to turn on them if they're seen driving around a gold Rolls Royce. You know, the guy who did it better than anyone was Evel Knievel. He was like, I'm going to put my fucking initials on rainbow tape on the side of the jet, red, white, and blue, cape, you know, gold Harley. Like, he was just I am rich. I'm putting a cape on. A cape and a cane, you know, with a gold all up and down it. I mean, you see his plane, his Learjet with his name on it. Like, he went fucking headfirst into this stuff.
He embraced it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just to further that point, a LeBron James autographed rookie basketball card has also sold for a little bit. $5.2 million,
really?
Making it the most expensive basketball card ever sold, tying it with a 1952 Mickey Mantle card that was also sold for $5.2 million earlier this year. The rare item has a Beckett, I think you know what this means, Brian, a Beckett Grading Services grade of 9 card and a perfect 10 signature. The card was sold in a private sale and the buyer was not revealed.
I'm like, okay, so I have a couple of rare cards.
Where do you keep them?
I have a Hank Aaron, and it's in great condition,
sweet,
and it's worth like $250. How is a LeBron James? And mine's an original card, and a LeBron James is worth $5.2 million.
I'll do whatever every realtor's ever done to me. Hey, it's worth as much as someone will pay for it. Thank you for your expertise, ma'am. How much does the fucking house cost? Well, we'll do it. That's same when the lawyers go, anyone can sue anyone.
Yeah,
I know,
you.
But I never even met this person. Hey, but anyone can. Thank you for your legal expertise.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's so enlightening knowing the entire world could ensue the entire world. That is awesome.
Helpful.
And if someone is high as hell, they could pay 10 times as much for this house.
Yeah.
But it's still not the value of the house.
If someone is also high as hell and wants a Hank Aaron card for way more than $50, DM me.
We keep getting back to this thing where it's like people have a lot of money. I don't know if they're worried about the dollar. I think they want stuff now. They're worried about inflation or something. And it's just a whole new era. But this shit's going to keep going. I mean,
seems like it.
Cards, it's
well,
sneakers,
and now it's to
everything.
The point where the NFTs, where it's not even a tangible item, at least a card, you can hold that, a car, you see that, like a non-fungible token, like it's not tangible.
Well, a couple weeks ago, it feels like, and I don't think I'm off here, we did the story about Jack Dorsey from Twitter is selling his first tweet. And like, I was afraid to do it because I didn't even know what I was talking about. Like, how do you sell a tweet? This just happened. All of these words are like a month old.
I had a bunch of people tweet me afterwards when I was trying to crack the code on these NFTs with our guests, and they're like, oh, it's a good way to money launder. I'm like, aha, it all makes sense.
There we go.
Now this ridiculous thing makes sense to you.
Well, now, yeah, you have all this drug money or whatever. You're like, how do you make it legit?
Clean it up.
I invested in something that doesn't exist. Yeah. Thank you, government.
Prove me wrong.
But we can circle back to something we talked about a few days ago when I was originally pitched TiVo. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
What, are you going to stop
time?
Doesn't
make sense. You don't stop TV. Get out of here with your nonsense. So I've done plenty of things I've brushed off that have turned out to be something.
Yeah.
Oh,
this could be one of
Absolutely. This, I was once a comedy club owner once offered to pay me instead of in money, but in Bitcoin. They wanted to pay me in Bitcoin, and this was about 5 years ago.
Oh, you should take it.
I know.
Oh, they're like 54 grand for per Bitcoin.
Oh, I wish, God, I could literally have retired if I had just said yes to that.
Yeah, I mean, I may have had these thoughts about Uber if you pitch it to me 20. Yeah. No one's climbing into someone's camera and fucking pulled up in front of your house. The guy's not even licensed or bonded.
When you were gone one day, we did this bit, which was bad calls, which is things you made bad predictions about.
Right.
One of mine was Red Bull. I was like, that's never going to take off. It tastes like iron. It's weird.
Like,
of course, it became the biggest fucking drink in the world. Yeah.
Yes.
Want one more?
Yeah.
This is a good one.
So basically, if we say it's not going to work, invest in that.
Right.
Yeah,
so let's do a really great example of F me money. So back in 2019, Conor McGregor got in a little trouble at a bar for punching a guy because the guy wasn't drinking Conor's brand of whiskey. Well, Conor just bought that bar for almost $3 million. And the first thing he did was sign the papers and ban that guy from ever being able to come back to the bar. Hypebeast.com reports McGregor purchased the Marble Arch and says 50-year-old Dez Coe is not allowed in. While promoting his proper number 12 Irish whiskey
Dez
brand.
Coe sounds like a production company.
Desi Lou Coe. Yeah. McGregor offered a round of shots to everybody at the bar, and he took offense when Coe refused his offering. Dragged away, McGregor issued an official apology. Oh, sorry. He punched him and then offered an official apology for his actions, caught on the closed circuit TV. He was fined about $1,200. And McGregor since has tweeted that he's now thinking of buying Manchester United.
There's a – sounds expensive. Max Pat, there is a something on the internet. I remember hearing it on the radio maybe about 2 weeks ago. It was a – politician, I think an English politician going into a pub, and the guy who owned the pub was pissed that politician had shut them down for the last year, and he just went nuts on him, screaming at him,
ooh,
you know, you can't come in here.
Nice.
You shut us down, like a real old school.
Yeah.
I think it was English, but it could have been.
I heard the story a few days ago, right?
No, I heard it a couple of weeks ago, but sometimes things come and go and whatever.
Cycled through.
I will, I'll buy you a second there, Max Pat. First, I'll tell you about ZipRecruiter hiring for spring. Maybe you need someone who wears many hats or maybe just a simple position to fill, but it's taken forever to find a great fit. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates fast, and you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Adam. Whether you need to hire a nurse or an attorney or a mascot in Missouri, it doesn't matter. ZipRecruiter is going to work. ZipRecruiter matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply, and that's why 4 out of 5 employers post on ZipRecruiter and get a candidate within the first day at ZipRecruiter, right, Dawson?
From accountant to zoologist and everything in between, ZipRecruiter makes hiring easier. And right now you can try for free at our listeners get it link, ZipRecruiter.com/Adam. If you go to ZipRecruiter.com/Adam today and try ZipRecruiter for free, we get credit for sending you. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/ADAM.
Yeah, I don't know what you'd punch in.
Well, Chris looked for that. There was a similar store in L.A. How long ago was it? Three years ago? Where L.A. food critic was thrown out of a restaurant because she had talked shit about their...
Oh, really?
She was just a shitty food critic who talked shit about a bunch of restaurants and chefs. And the guy's like, fuck you, get out of here.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
I like that kind of frontier justice.
Yeah.
This is...
It was December 2010. Oh, this was 10 years ago.
Out of everyone with COVID. Yeah. No one knows time. I guess it was out of England for some reason.
So,
This is the Labour Party leader, Sir Keir Starmer, has been thrown out of a pub after being confronted by its furious landlord, who had to be restrained by security over lockdown.
I'm going to add that to my list of things I'd like to do before I die. I want someone to restrain me.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Hold you back.
I don't want to get to the actual person, but right. I want them to know I want to do harm to them. Yeah. Is there an audio? There's
video.
Oh, there's video of it. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Let's see if I can play that.
Why? Can we come in?
Okay.
What are you doing?
He's the landlord. That man is not allowed in my house. He's the landlord.
He's wrestling with security now.
That man. Oi! That's assault. I am not bothering you. I am not bothering him. That man is not allowed in my pub. Get out of my pub. Go on.
Calm yourself down.
Get out of my pub.
Calm down.
Sorry, can you keep
that? Thank you. Sure, put some Visine in his drink.
I know.
Why did they pick out of all the gin joints? End up at this one.
Yeah, we got. There's. Oh God, Chris. There's probably one for tomorrow. I'll have you look up too. But there's another. Oh, there's another. Maybe Irish or English guy. Where I think. Oh. He's a priest, and he's. A Polish priest.
Sounds like a joke.
I know. It's a tongue twister.
Why the long face?
And the cops show up to break up the congregation, and he goes berserk.
I'd like
berserk
to see that.
On them as well. I don't know. I'll give Brad his plugs. Maybe you can find that one.
Maybe someone could invite
it's not in
Mayor
Poland.
Garcetti
it's like in England. Yeah.
let's make that happen.
He's Polish, but this takes place, I think. I think in England or Ireland or someplace
it's the UK. So video footage emerged of police officers shutting down a Good Friday service for breaching the UK's coronavirus
this
restrictions.
Guy's awesome.
Prayers were interrupted at Christ the King Polish Church in South London when Metropolitan Police officers entered the building on Friday evening. Two officers then took over the pulpit and issued warnings to the church's worshipers. And Kim will put the video up.
You can listen. This guy's the best because he's got an accent.
Please get out. Get out of this property immediately. Get out. Okay. Get out of this property immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out. Out. Out.
Wow.
Out. Out. Out of this property immediately. Out. Immediately go out and don't come back.
I, Max
Batta, I don't want to talk to you.
I need a clean recording of this for when the Grubhub guy shows up when Natalia orders fucking tacos at 10 p.m.
Okay.
I just want to play it like Home Alone.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll trigger a sensor.
Yeah, get out of here, filthy animal. He's still going.
Gestapo is not allowed here.
Kind of mash that up with shout.
Immediately, Gestapo is
not a little bit louder.
Oh, yeah. Allowed.
I'll keep going.
Out. Do you understand English? Get out of this property.
Call them Gestapo.
Go. So go. And don't come back without a warrant. Out, Nazi. Out.
Damn.
Out. You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out. Oh. And don't come back without a warrant. Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths.
This guy's voice is so powerful that he sent a squad of police packing.
I mean,
they literally pouted back to the car.
You Gestapo Nazi.
Still going. They're gone.
Don't you dare coming back here.
Sounds like he's going to sew him into a human centipede.
He's in a neighborhood.
Yeah, there's no way that's the UK.
Passover, the holiest Christian festival in a year. And they're coming to intimidate Christians during the holiest festival
unbelievable.
That guy looks like Liev Schreiber.
What is wrong with those sick psychopaths?
He's a little Mike Lindell, too.
One person also seems like a psychopath.
Great change. Cinematography.
Where's that out
of? He casts him out, and then he flips it around perfectly.
I think it might have been Canada, but definitely not the UK. They don't have travel trailers.
Maybe it was Canada.
And Ford F-150s in
the
UK.
Well, they call them caravans, but I get it. Yeah. All right. Awesome. You're right. Look, I got my countries all mixed up, but I got the Polish part right. I knew he was out of the country.
Now I know where to go next time I need an exorcism, because that guy... cast you out!
That guy was powerful, man. He was born to preach, man. Yeah. Him and Sam Kinison.
Preach.
Yeah, so South London, Ontario.
Oh, that's what fucked me up. South, let's knock it off with the South London Ontarios of the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like, I'm driving. I got a buzz going. Yeah. I'm listening to the radio. That's a little, he's Polish, South London, Ontario.
Like,
that's too much.
I moved to Paris. Like, you're moving to France? Right. Well, no, Paris,
Texas,
California.
Yeah.
Shut up. No, there's one Paris. Don't do that.
Yes, yes.
There's Lebanon, Kansas.
Live shows.
No
Brea. Tonight through Sunday, everybody.
Yeah.
That's me.
And Los Angeles opening up. And the Late Show in Naples, Florida, off the hook coming up as well. You can go to Brad's website, bradwilliams.com, and check out our friends Vinny Tortorich as well. And me, almost sold out in Appleton, Wisconsin, coming up next week, 7th and 8th. Live shows, Jam in the Van, we're doing May 22nd out here. Go to amcroll.com for all the live shows. No Safe Space available now on Prime Video. Is that Amazon Prime Video?
Yes,
or is it just Prime Video?
They call it Prime Video, but
they
it's Amazon.
They call it Prime Video.
It is Amazon.
And you're wearing the housey shoes or the hoses?
Grandpa Yeezy over here.
Yeah, too much new stuff. All you had to remember when I was a kid was like, you had to there's like three cars. You had to remember like what a Pinto was and what a Mercury Marauder was. And that's all, all the new shit.
You had average, you had good, you had bad.
That's it. So. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Vinny Tortorich and Brad Williams, Gina Grant, Bob Bryant. Say it! Mahalo.
You make me disgusted.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Catch Gina Grant on the podcast Easy Listening. Bald Bryant on the podcast The Film Gulp. And me and Chris and Kaylin and Gary and Matt on The Water Cooler. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and pick up a book, a movie, tickets to see the Ace Man, and more at adamcarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.